This is Free Talk Live, and we are launching into the second hour of the New Year's Day program. We're here live taking your calls about absolutely anything if you make them at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site totally free, and it's brand new, which means that we're going to have to iron out some bugs. So if you find any, go to bugs.freetalklive.com and report them. Otherwise, go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the new features on the website. The major new function is that the whole site has changed from kind of a we tell you what's important perspective to a you tell us what's important perspective, in that the old site was focused around letting you get access to the archives, but the main page content was essentially news about Free Talk Live. Now, the main page content is news about whatever you put there, because you can submit different stories and things like that. So head on over to freetalklive.com. As we start things out here with a story out of, I guess, Washington State, the AFP reporting that residents of the U.S. Capitol may have to dig a little deeper into their pockets when they go grocery shopping once the city slaps a 5-cent levy on each plastic bag issued at the checkout line. Is it levy or levy?
Levy.
Okay, levy.
I'm going to go for levy. How's that?
The measure, which takes effect on January 1st, that's today, and is the first such initiative in the United States, seeks to make... this has been proposed before. I'm surprised this is actually the first one to make it through. It seeks to make consumers bear the brunt of cleanup costs for the bags, which currently are dispensed for free with a customer's purchases. Plastic bags, while popular with shoppers, often end up clinging to tree branches, tangled in power lines, polluting rivers, and clogging up storm drains. You know, maybe it's because I've just never lived in an urban area. I mean, Sarasota, Florida is where I come from. It's fairly populated, with 300,000 people living in the county. But, I mean, that's nothing compared to major urban areas, so I've just never seen this. I've
certainly seen plastic bags blowing around on the highways and byways. I mean,
yeah, I've never seen them be this much of a nuisance, though.
Right, I mean, they make it sound like they're everywhere.
Right, and one has, I mean, you know, what about cigarette butts? What about,
taxing those.
Cigarette butts?
Yeah, well, I'm taxing cigarettes.
Cigarettes in general, but I don't know that the municipalities generally are. Maybe
this is Washington State.
D.C.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're right. It is the U.S. Capitol.
Handle that. Get your story right for you.
Thanks. I'm glad someone's paying attention.
Yeah. So, I mean, you municipalities could very well put a tax on cigarette butts or whatever, but there's lots of different lots of things get thrown. What about cups from fast food restaurants? All these things.
I bet you New York City's got a cigarette tax.
I know they do.
Right. So they already are in some places taxing
some places.
Cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
So plastic bags, they claim, are clogging up all kinds of things and being thrown everywhere. Mayor Adrian Fenty said in a statement last month that, "I signed this law in July to cut down on the disposable bags that foul our waterways." He says that one particularly urban waterway, the city's Anacostia River, has been particularly fouled. Befouled, actually did use the word particularly twice in a sentence there, by the plastic shopping bags. He says, "Our research shows that plastic bags are a major component of the trash in the river. By taking disposable bags out of production and out of the waste stream, everyone who goes to the store can help keep the waters clean."
So, at my house, we do have some bags that we will take to the grocery store at times.
The reusable bags?
Yeah, the sort of fabric ones. We've gotten them from all these darn conventions that you and I go to.
Oh, okay.
They give us all kinds of bags. And they're good for grocery bags. And we've used them in the past, but we found that we like to have the plastic bags because they're good for a few things. They're good for picking up dog excrement in the yard, and they're good for scooping the kitty litter and things like that. So it's nice to have some of these bags sometimes.
I like using them to line my trash cans.
Yeah, they're great for waste paper.
I have a stash into my sink. I use them all the time for everything, really.
Well, now you can still use them if you live in Washington, D.C. You'll just have to pay for them.
How much is it, a quarter or a nickel?
5 cents, I believe.
And you're not paying for them. You're just paying a tax on them. You know? I mean, these aren't
true.
Going to the grocery store.
You're right. The grocery store is still covering the cost. I mean, you're paying for them when you buy the groceries. That's one of the costs of doing business, in the same way that you pay for the bathrooms to be cleaned and the lights to be on.
Yeah, I heard them use the term free, and it always rankles me, because nothing's free. Whoever told you it was free is lying to you.
There's a little more detail here. They say that under the new law, city businesses that sell food or alcohol must charge customers 5 cents for every disposable paper or plastic carryout bag. The law also requires these bags be recyclable and carry a message encouraging recycling. To prepare for the change, the city government has distributed...
So if you put your customers' bags in something that, I mean, stuff in a bag that isn't plastic or paper, then you can get away with this?
What else would it be?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm just asking.
I guess, yeah. Paper or plastic will be taxed.
Can I send them out with a box?
A cardboard box?
Well, they have little...
It's not a bag.
They have little sort of... Like what a Happy Meal is. Imagine something slightly bigger.
Little tote thing.
Like a little tote put together thing.
I thought they put Happy Meals in bags.
They do now.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
But it used to be like a little thin cardboard...
Little house.
Yeah.
Well, to prepare for the change, the city government has distributed some 122,000 reusable shopping bags to elderly and low-income residents who complain their limited spending power will be further hampered by...
What was that?
The levy. They've sent 122,000 reusable shopping bags to elderly and low-income residents.
I wonder if those are going to end up on the city streets and befouling the waterways.
The measure is apparently opposed by the American Chemistry Council, which says standard-issue plastic bags already are reusable and work just fine. Most major grocery and retail chains currently offer programs that allow for shoppers to bring back plastic bags and all sorts of product wraps for recycling, said the group in a statement earlier this year, which it called the new levy misguided and unnecessary. So, toll-free number here is 800-259-9231.
I don't know much about Washington, D.C., but it's my understanding that
it's awful.
Right. It's a very high crime, low income place is the way I understand Washington, D.C. Now, I've seen it and it's, it seems pretty
clean. We've been there a couple times.
Yeah, I've been there a few times myself without you. But, I mean, isn't this a tax on the poorest Americans? Once again,
everyone has to buy groceries.
Understood, but Washington, D.C. is a low-income place.
Mm-hmm.
So the people that choose to most people that work in Washington, D.C. live outside of it. So they don't do their grocery shopping there. So this is yet another one of the Democrats passing laws on to tax the lowest-income people.
Well, don't worry, Mark. They gave out 122,000 reusable shopping bags to low-income residents.
Swell.
So now you can have your very own government-issued shopping bags if you live in Washington, D.C.
It's probably a piece of crap.
I don't know. But the grocery stores for years now, as the American Chemistry Council points out, not only do they have the plastic bag recycling campaigns where you can bring your bags back in and they'll give you a credit on your next grocery bill or something like that.
I've never heard of that.
I've seen those before.
I've seen the recycling, but I didn't know you got some kind of...
I don't. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But I think I've seen that before. If you know better, please clarify. Maybe you work at a grocery store and you can clue us in as to what it's like. 800-259-9231. But I've seen the grocery store selling their very own branded greeny shopping bags for years now. I mean, they're already encouraging people to make this change on a voluntary basis to switch over.
But this is classic politician stuff. People aren't making the decisions that we want them to make, so we must force them to make those decisions. Whether it's catalytic converters or whatever it is, they'll use the environment every time.
Yeah, so I wonder how this is. How this is going to change people's behavior, or if it will change people's behavior. Because I mean, it's not like it's with cigarettes where the cigarette smokers are just going to keep smoking no matter what. Most cigarette smokers, I think, will just keep smoking if the government increases taxes on a pack of cigarettes.
No, I think you find that people quit. A certain amount of people will quit if they raise the taxes.
And obviously there's a certain amount that will quit, but I say most cigarette smokers will continue with their habit, and they'll find a way to pay for it. But as far as people with plastic bags, there's not really a habit involved there. There's the inconvenience of having to bring your own bags to the grocery store.
Buy plastic bags for your garbage cans and waste paper baskets and, picking up kitty litter and all the other stuff you do at the grocery. You have to buy the bag. You have to buy bags. Because if I'm going to pick up waste, if I'm going to purchase a bag, I'm not going to purchase the grocery store bags.
No.
I'm going to purchase a better bag. So therefore, you're putting thicker, more industrious plastic out there to be thrown away.
That's actually going to create more waste. presuming everybody does what the government's intending to do, and that is makes the switch. More coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. Most people know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, and they include our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo. You can see it over at freetalklive.com, the Shrine of Female Listeners. Actually, we also accept validated videos, and some cool changes, I think, are coming to the Shrine. I'm not sure if they've been implemented yet. We've got all kinds of new features on our website. It's been redesigned from the ground up, and we're in bug squashing mode right now, but it's mostly working, so enjoy over at freetalklive.com.
Bug squashing. Sounds so appetizing.
It's fun, let me tell you.
Yeah. Critical thinking question. Why would something that's so good for us, like public education, need to be imposed on us with the use of force and funded by the use of force? Maybe something else is going on. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education. Visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. Change gears for a moment away from news stories to phone calls. Actually, not live calls. I guess people are recovering from hangovers tonight. I don't know, but
not a lot of calls.
Our lines are open at 800-259-9231. Luckily, we have the soapbox that we can turn to.
My goodness, are we using that? I'd forgotten about it.
Yeah, it's all my fault. Not that I'd forgotten about it. Just that I just hadn't spent the time to play through them, because you got to listen to them all to make sure somebody doesn't drop the F-bomb in the middle of their call, for instance. And so I've got some soapbox entries here. For those that don't know, you can call our soapbox any old time, day or night. It's 603-722-0267, 603-722-0267. And you can leave a message up to 3 minutes in length. It can be about, just like when you call Free Talk Live, it can be about anything you want it to. So it could be, for instance, you ranting about something. It could be you giving your opinion on an issue. You could ask questions, whatever you want to do. So we've got a few of them here we're going to share with you, and I don't even remember which one this one is, so I guess we'll just play
it. Hey, guys, just listening to a podcast from earlier, so I'm not sure the date, maybe the 14th or something like that, December 14th. But anyway, I heard something that Mark say that is one of my pet peeves, and that is, Ian was discussing Wikipedia and the fact that he had contributed to Wikipedia voluntarily because I assume he enjoyed the site. He uses it a lot. I know he indicates he does on the show. And Mark had indicated that he feels a little guilty about not contributing to Wikipedia because he also uses it a lot. But then he stated the following, because I can't afford to. Or I think Ian stated, well, because you can't afford to, and Mark agreed. Which is the reason for my call. When people say, I can't do this, I can't do that, it's particularly when they say they can't afford something. Of course you can afford to contribute, Mark. You choose how you spend your money. You choose not to spend your money on that. It's not that you can't afford to spend the money. You choose not to. Just like you choose not to smoke cigars anymore. You can afford to smoke cigars. You choose not to spend your money in that fashion. And I may choose not to contribute to the AMP program, but I would never say I can't afford to contribute to the AMP program. I make a decent wage. My wife and I have a decent income, and we can afford to do a lot of things that we choose not to do. But I think utilizing the term can't afford to is overused, and that's my soapbox for today. Thank you.
Mark, it was directed toward you.
Enlightening. What can I say? Choose not to contribute to Wikipedia. I suppose he's right. I think that it means the same thing, though. I mean, afford, choose not to.
Well, yeah. I disagree with his call I think I did say that you couldn't afford to. And I don't know exactly what your finances are.
You just love to point out that you're a miser and that you've hoarded all your money and all that other stuff.
No, I mean, I didn't go and build my own house from scratch and go over in costs. You built your own home and you went over in what you were expecting to spend, and it put you in a real bad way. I think that the way I understood his call there was that he sounds like he presumes that you are doing well for yourself. And you're not doing badly, necessarily, but you're in debt. And when you're in debt, there are things that you're choosing money.
Everybody's in debt, though. I mean, the whole nation.
Well, I'm not in debt.
Okay. 90-something% of America's in some level of debt. If you...
Luther, are you in debt?
I am in debt.
You are.
A little bit, but I'm working through it.
So what I wanted to say about that was that when you have tough financial situation, you can't afford to do certain things. It's not necessarily that you're not choosing in that particular case. Sure, you could choose to get further into debt and give money to Wikipedia in that case, but I don't know if that's the best choice for somebody. It's not the most financially intelligent thing to do. So I think the term can't afford is completely
appropriate. I choose not to because it's a poor choice at this time.
You know? Because you can't you should not be right. And I would say that means you can't afford that.
I don't know.
Like
it's a pet peeve. Sharing one's pet peeves generally is not it's generally not a good way to build relationships. You know, I mean, it's I admittedly I have these pet peeves too, but I kind of keep them to myself. One thing I hate. Now listen how nitpicky this is. I hate it when somebody says you're breaking up, like you talk about you're on the cell phone, breaking up. No, I'm not doing crap. Okay, the phone line is breaking up. Why are you blaming it on me?
I think that the suggestion there is that your side of the conversation is becoming unlistenable.
Right, but why are you blaming it on me?
Well, I don't know if they're blaming you. I think they're just identifying.
Then why are you saying that you're breaking up?
What upset you to say phone? I can't hear you? I'm having trouble hearing you. Is that upsetting too, or is it just
no? It's the blame.
I think it's just an expression.
I agree. Right. Yeah, that's why I don't say it.
You're right. That you're giving an example why you don't talk about these things.
I don't share this because it's a stupid, nasty, nitpicky thing.
Sounds like
to
a
say.
Jerk.
Right. But look, I'm not breaking up. The phone line's breaking up. It could very well be your stinking phone, jerk. Don't say I'm breaking up. See, that's how I feel when somebody says that. But I don't share it because, well, it's a pet peeve.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. It's a soapbox. So.
I got enough pet peeves. I could start a little peeve zoo.
Well, if you want to share your pet peeve on the soapbox, you're certainly welcome to. And I thank him for doing that because I thought it was worth pointing out because I disagree with him. If you are, as he said he is, making a decent income, then you've got disposable income most likely. And then using the term "I can't afford it" doesn't really make much sense.
I think the chances are very good that guy's carrying debt on his home too, just like all of us are. And I think that you sit in a very weird little prism. How many people are 28 years old and own their own home? Darn few, dude. And to sit there on a high horse and say, you can't afford it. There's my pet peeve. Shut up. Quit sharing my private financial information with everybody on the damn radio.
Well, I mean, you don't want people to think that you're rolling in dough, do you? Because you're not.
It would be untrue.
Right. I think people have an illusion about radio that is that because we're entertaining, you know, this is an entertainment program, that therefore we must be getting compensated, explicitly well. And
I think when I share that I drive a 93 Dodge Shadow with peeling paint, that I'm probably getting that message across. And I don't know what year your Tercel is out there, but
it's a Corolla, yeah.
Whatever it is. It isn't exactly riding in style, you know?
Yeah, and that's not necessarily the best indicator because I drive a brand new 09 Toyota Matrix.
Right. of us, probably you're the, I hate to say it, but in the least good shape financially. You don't have your own home or anything like that. You're a young man, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Whether you want to share your pet peeves with us or anything goes, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuarantee.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carostove. Carostove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. Carostove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you. Oh, Luther's
and Luther
here
too. And Mark.
He's new at this. And by the way, you're doing a great job, Luther. Oh, okay. Good to have you here again. 800-259-9231.
He's just saying that.
I know. That's because I gave him a hard time last time.
Yeah, let's go to the phones and the fun. I believe we have Rich on the line in California. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, how are you guys? Happy New Year.
Well, doing great, and Happy New Year to you. What's on your mind?
I listened over the internet and I saw like the website change. I haven't listened for a while and I saw the website change. I like the new look of the website. It looks pretty good.
You.
I didn't know if you did that for the start of the new year.
Yes, we did. We kicked it off actually a few hours before the new year last night, and it's been going fairly well. There was a major server malfunction today, so we've got definitely still some bugs to iron out, no doubt about that, and certainly some people are upset. Particularly over on the bulletin board system, Free Talk Live
PBS. They're pretty good at being upset over there.
they're well practiced at it, yeah. That's for sure. But nonetheless, we're working out some of the bugs, and I understand why people on the BBS were upset because it was a big change from the default theme that we had had. Now the new BBS theme matches the website.
I think it brings
theme.
Up a good point that you know that perhaps on the BBS there should be different colors that people can choose from.
Yes.
I think we probably didn't even think of that possibility. At the same time,
I think it was thought of, but I don't think it had been implemented, and that was the thing.
Yeah. Well, I think that you know, one thing that the BBS hasn't been doing up at this point is essentially. You know, the ads, you know, there were 30,000 views on the BBS each month, and Free Talk Live wasn't able to enterprise on those
Yeah, apparently the complaints on the BBS are more about the colors and not the ads.
Yeah.
So they just didn't like the new color scheme. And I know that our designer is working on getting an alternative one up there. In the meantime, we've enabled it so that you can switch back to some of the old themes that you can use if the new theme is hurting your eyes, as apparently it is for
it looks
some
pretty
people.
Good. And I think if somebody, you know, heard you guys for the first time and heard you ranting or something and checked it out on the internet, it looks a little more credible.
Well, thank you for that. And nice, we're finally using we're actually using our own website now for show prep. Tonight we pulled the story about the hackers right off the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. And one of the things that I don't think anyone has done yet is actually submitted some sort of a rant or an essay or a set of questions, because kind of it's intended to replace the email address, the show email address as well. Right now it's more news story-ish, newsy oriented, and who knows which direction the listeners will take it, because it's really up to you guys what shows up there on that front page. You can vote things up and vote things down, and hopefully have a good time with it. So what else was on your mind tonight?
I was calling on that when I was holding it. I started thinking about what show Mark had said. He had got his water out of a spring on his property.
Yes.
Like, is it off-grid property?
What's that mean, off-grid?
Do you build, like, a spring box, or do you have, like, a pump?
There's a well, and I have a pump.
Is it a solar pump, or is it, like, an electric pump?
It's an electric pump.
What else can you tell us about it, Mark? Filtration system?
It's going to
Yeah. I'm buying the off-grid property, like, and by the week, it got flagged and stuff, surveyed and everything. I got to pump water out of a stream.
Okay.
All I can tell you is you got to run a tube into the spring and then put a pump on it, and it'll pump it out.
Great.
Yeah,
do
you have storage? Like, you got a big storage tank, you pump into that?
Yeah, you've got to have this blue tank that has some kind of diaphragm in it that gives you water pressure.
How often do you have to change out filters and stuff like that?
The filter every 3 months.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
You've got these cool pumps, like if you have a stream that flows downhill. It's called a water ram, and you can set it up, and, like, it can move, like, they're like, don't use any power, but use it for the stream.
I would have had to build my house in a different place in order to do that. There was an already existing well, wanted to use that, and so I could have either dug a different well, which nobody digs wells anymore. You drill them. So,
actually dug the well as opposed to drilled it?
What do you mean?
You were just correcting your terminology? I mean,
what would I have done if I would have put another one in? I would have drilled it.
You'd have drilled it.
But
what's that
I
cost?
Already had
a few,
one.
A few thousand bucks?
A few thousand dollars. Yeah. And if they hit ledge, you're screwed.
Yeah, and you're up here in New Hampshire, the Granite State, right? I mean,
right.
There's a good chance they're not going to go straight down without hitting something.
Yeah. Or hit salt water even, too.
Good.
Doesn't seem likely where I am.
Not around these parts.
But the neighbor told me his horror story. The next door neighbor told me his horror story about drilling and hitting ledge. So I was a little
scared off.
Yeah.
So what else do you want to share tonight?
What do you guys have for New Year's resolutions?
I don't do any of that. I don't think that just because the dates change that you really now you need to start getting on top of things and changing things in your life that you want to. I mean, you have the whole year to be doing that, and that's what I do.
That's interesting. It was the same position that I think Dale took on the show last night, or that was taken on the show last night. I like that position. It's good. And I also think there's something to be said for making an effort to think about things you can change. Like, okay, it's the new year. What else can I do?
Yeah. I have goals, and they're on my BlackBerry, and I look at them every now and then and see how far I've come so far, and I update them if I think of something new.
That's important. Most people don't do that. Most people, I think if you have written down, or in this case, BlackBerried goals, you are probably in the top 90% of people as far as people just, they may have some general idea of what they might want to accomplish in their life, but they've never actually written it down.
Yeah, I have mine broken down in 5-year increments.
Oh, wow, you're really planning out.
Oh,
that's good.
I have up until I'm 30, that it's really dense and has a lot of goals in there. And then beyond that, it might be vague, like...
That's fantastic.
Buy a house, retire, move to South
Pacific. So Ian owns a house.
Yes, sir.
And then, like, don't you fear, like, not paying taxes when you own a house?
Well, if I was scared,
Because I started paying. I didn't pay for a long, long time. And then,
I pay taxes on the house. I pay the property. I pay the local gang. I just don't pay the federal gang.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they could steal my stuff. Sure. I understand why people are scared, and I don't blame them for being scared, but if I was scared, I'd pay the taxes. So. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, I can't get on the air and talk about not paying taxes and pay taxes. So, you know, you gotta walk the walk, right? Talk.
Well, I think that maybe, I don't know that that's necessarily true. You've got to do whatever you've got to do. But the listeners really have it a lot easier when it comes to not paying income tax than you do. The fact is...
Because they don't have a radio show to advertise
right,
it?
Right, that's really the reason. I mean, the chances of getting audited are like 1% or something like that. It's very, the chances are very slim that if you choose not to pay taxes, they're going to come after you. It's actually, your chances of being audited are higher than the chances of them coming after you if you don't file. So the chances of them coming after you if you do file are higher than if they come after you if you don't. However, if you happen to be a celebrity or wealthy, they will. They're much more likely to come after you.
Which I'm neither. I mean, I'm not really a celebrity, well, and I'm certainly
celebrity,
not wealthy.
You're a celebrity in the sense that you're out there talking to hundreds of thousands of people telling them not to pay taxes. That puts you right firmly in the crosshairs. I suspect they've thought about coming after you. I don't know why they haven't. I'm glad they haven't. I'm glad they haven't, too.
I mean, I don't want them to. But if they do, then it'll probably be some great publicity for Free Talk Live, and you'll be able to really capitalize on that, Mark, while I'm in jail.
Well, I'll have to send you your cut or something.
Well, you have to use some of it to pay somebody to do all the tech stuff, because you sure as hell can't handle that.
Yeah, I really probably should learn how to do some of that stuff, but I hate new things.
You can't learn that stuff. I mean, you probably could if you actually wanted to, but you've never really had the drive.
So. I really don't have the drive, no.
You'll probably feel like paying someone to do it for you.
Yes.
And that's presuming something happens, and hopefully it won't. Hopefully we can get a bunch of people up here.
At this point, it's not like there's a bunch to have paid.
Let's get a bunch of people up here to New Hampshire, have them all stop paying taxes, declare ourselves independent, and secede from the United States. That'll solve that problem for everyone, which I think would be great.
Yeah.
You want to talk about an increase in your standard of living? No more income tax. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Oh, we'll do some more soapbox audio coming up here in a few moments. Somebody's got some comments on the upcoming 2010 census. Oh, yes, it is that time where the federal government will send bureaucrats around to every front door in America, and they'll threaten you. So let's talk about it coming up here in moments. 800-259-9231. What are you going to do about the census? I mean, we're talking about not paying taxes. How about taking that as your first step into civil disobedience? And don't take the census. What are they going to do? Throw everybody in jail? It's Free Talk Live. Bring us anything.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow, and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5255. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, inviting you to take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. The features, by the way, include our chat room. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com, get interactive with a whole bunch of listeners, people in there right now during the show and sometimes afterwards for a little while. chat.freetalklive.com. And, of course, it is completely free. Mark, tell me about where somebody can go get some great deals on gold and silver.
You can go to gold.freetalklive.com. We have some coins that I've picked out over there in conjunction with Midas Resources. You can buy them there, have them shipped right to your house so that you can hold in your hand the gold and silver that you're using as a hedge against inflation or, you know, an investment or barter currency or whatever it is that you want to have it for. And, you know, I've been buying it from gold.freetalklive.com too, because, you know, the economy doesn't look so great. The dollar doesn't look so great. If you're feeling the way I'm feeling, you know, maybe you want to pick up some precious metals in order, you know, to stave off disaster. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com. We even have a layaway plan for those of you who don't have much money to invest. You can do it on a weekly or biweekly or monthly basis or whatever. You can lay away 20, 25 coins, because the shipping's the same on one as it is for 20. So in that case, you'd call 877-857-9938. 877-857-9938.
That's gold.freetalklive.com. We continue here. We'll take your calls about anything. Also, going to play some more soapboxes here. You can dial into the soapbox at 603-722-0267. The best time to do those is when you can't, for whatever reason, call the show. Obviously, we will take live callers first and foremost over any kind of emails or soapboxes or anything like that. But it's there for you if you want to use it. Maybe you get inspired at 4 in the morning and you want to talk about something to Free Talk Live. The soapbox is the way to do it. But it doesn't guarantee it'll get on the air, whereas if you call during the live show, that's pretty much a guarantee you're going to get on the air. So let's go back to the soapbox. Here's one about the census.
You were defining terrorism. And terrorism is someone who uses terror or something that invokes terror in somebody to come to what they want to have you do. So how about when you open up the door and there's a census worker standing there and they want you to fill out the census and you say, what will you do to me if I don't fill out the census? They explain to you the rules and regulations. Just hand them a little note card that has the word terrorist written on, put the definition, shut the door, give them a little something to think about. I recognize most census workers, they're just like us, trying to work every single day, trying to make the bills, but they're just working for a horrible, horrible corporation. And if you can call the government a corporation, corporations tend to have to work for their money, the government. Well, yeah, anyway. So, yeah, I think that would be a little form of protest you want to do right from the door of your own home and just make not filling out the census that much better. Thanks a lot, guys. Keep up the good work.
I don't imagine that the census workers would think too much of someone handing them a card that says terrorist. It probably would be a little confusing to them.
If it has a definition on it, you know.
Okay,
First you ask them what the penalty is for not doing whatever it is, and then you put the definition of terrorist and
right.
The person who gets what they want through use of threats, coercion, and terror.
I see. Yeah. Okay. Well, whatever it takes, whether you want to have the cards to hand out to people as they come up, or have a video camera ready to bust out and start asking questions, that would probably throw them off their game. What else?
You can say that I'll answer your census questions when the government starts following the Constitution.
Compliant. Right, because they might try to claim that the Constitution says you have to answer the census.
Sorry.
Yeah, there's a lot of other things that they don't hold up their end of the bargain.
Right. The government doesn't follow its own laws, doesn't follow its own constitution. I don't think I'm going to be answering any census questions today. Goodbye.
Right. Beyond that, and I think that's a completely valid position, but beyond that, it's not even a bargain because they didn't make a deal. There was never an agreement in the first place. My signature doesn't appear on the Constitution, and likely neither does theirs.
Nope.
So a number of the government bureaucrats have sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution, but clearly that's meaningless.
Yeah, right. They're not upholding it. So what do you do with that?
So there is going to be an opportunity here for a lot of people in this country within, I don't know when it starts, but I guess it goes on all year long or...
I hear it's a constant.
Yeah, I don't know how...
Rolling census.
Well, I guess they have this alternative, I forget what it's called, the American Community Survey, I think is what it is, that goes on in non-census years. But the actual real deal every 10-year census happens, every 10 years. And it's... I remember the news story last year was that they were checking people's houses with GPS.
Yeah, they came to, and did that to my door.
They came up to your door?
Yeah. Which you know is nowhere near the road.
No.
Yeah, they had they drove back where no one can see what's going on. And
what do they do if you have a no trespassing sign up? They just come up anyway. We're the federal government.
I wonder what they're going to do at my place. If they're going to go to every apartment individually, or just go up to my landlord and ask how many tenants he has.
I think they're going to want to go to every apartment because they've got more than just that. They've got a whole form with all kinds of questions.
Fortunately for me, I work the hours that bureaucrats do, so I won't be home.
You won't ever be there. Well, they'll leave you something. Yeah, I think. Do they actually come and visit every house and drop the census off, or do they have the Postal Service drop the census off at every house and then follow up? I think that might be the way it's done. Is if they essentially ship a census to every home, follow up later with those people that don't for whatever reason send it in. I think.
I imagine you know they do all kinds of different things.
Yeah, maybe you know more than I do. 800-259-9231. But either way, it's going to be a great opportunity for folks to refuse to obey in a fairly small but still personally significant way. I mean, for people that have never done non-cooperation before, I don't know if this counts as civil disobedience. It's not really like it's not a promoted event. It's not announced in advance necessarily, but it certainly counts as non-cooperation. And I think it's a fairly good one because they're not really going to do anything to you. I mean, they're going to threaten you. They're going to say that, you might face up to 5 years in prison or a $500,000 fine. Or
what are you
whatever.
In for?
I didn't answer their census questions fast enough. You know, they asked me some questions, and I didn't answer them fast enough.
I mean, what? Because, I mean, if they're actually dragging you off in handcuffs, maybe that's the time to answer their questions. But before that... Come on!
What kind of questions do they have on the census now?
Well, they have a long form and a short form. Essentially, the short form, asks you a bunch of intrusive questions. The long form asks you so many intrusive questions, it's frightening.
So have you ever actually seen these questions?
Mark? I know I was asked by a census worker a series of questions back in 2000.
They actually ask you them in person?
They came to the door, and for whatever reason, I was, you know, either I was working a job that had the evening hours or whatever, and I answered the door and answered their little questions.
Well, I didn't realize they were that personal with it. I thought they just sent you the damn census. You should have corrected me.
I think if you don't mail it in, they'll come to your door.
Okay. Maybe that is the case. We'll see if we can dig up some more information. Maybe you know at 800-259-9231. But they are going to threaten you. They are going to suggest that there will be some sort of penalty. But I think it was Bile over at blogofbile.com that actually refused to take the census, or I guess it's the American Community Survey. But the same threats are present with that. You know, if you don't fill this out, you could face penalties. And really, what it turned out to be was the only penalty was that bureaucrats kept coming back and hassling him. So as long as you're prepared to deal with bureaucrats continually coming back to your house for a little while until they finally get the message that, yeah, this guy's not going to do this. I'm not sure how many visits it's going to take to scare them off. But I imagine if you have a video camera ready to go, like me, I've got a video camera right next to my front door, basically. Only thing is I need to make sure it's charged up. So if you've got a video camera charged up and ready to go, the census bureaucrat comes along, pop outside with that thing rolling, and then start asking them a bunch of questions and see how that goes.
What kind of questions would you ask them?
What's my obligation? That's what I want to know.
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to turn off the camera.
Right. On my own property to ask me to turn the camera off.
Then I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Yep.
Here by law. It's the law that allows me to be here. I'm just following orders.
Yeah, it's my property.
Yeah, I don't know where you
go. I don't either.
I think what makes for some really fun YouTube videos if a bunch of people just videoed the census worker and just tried to think up in advance some of the questions they might want to ask them.
So
how do you feel about being associated with an agency that kills people around the world?
Maybe start asking them some personal questions.
You could. You could do a little trade deal where you get to ask one question and they get to ask a question.
I love that. I always love that that exchange, the tit for tat, because it really strips off whatever authority the bureaucrat has. You just go get yourself a little pad of paper and say, sure. How many people are in your household? How many kids do you have?
Show up to the door naked.
That's one. Yeah. The Mormons love that.
You can come in, but you have to take your clothes off.
So we'll let you know when the census stuff starts going down, or maybe you'll find out first. Let us know what your interactions are here as 2010, or 2010 rather, begins and the census people start coming around. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We have a full hour to go and plenty of time to take your phone calls. Maybe we'll jump back into the soapbox here in a little bit as well. But your phone calls take priority if you make them at 800-259-9231. This is the New Year's Day edition of Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.